Chapter 38. Don't be nervous, Hector said to Sylvie as they rode up the elevator. There are five of us now, and they need to know more about you and how important you are to our operations. I'm sorry if I look nervous, Sylvie said. She was lying. She was just pretending to appear modest and weak, even smaller in stature than she actually was, just to play into the idea that Hector was in charge. She had discovered a long time ago that it was best to lean into the male ego and let them think they were in control. Just be yourself, and don't give them any opportunity to think any less of you, like you're unprepared or something. Wild beasts smell raw meat and attack when it's fresh, he stated, like this was all a big game to him. They would not like what myself is all about if they had any clue about the world beyond themselves, Hunter thought to herself, trying not to let her frustration and anger show. They arrived at the penthouse suite that housed the corporate offices of Leo Capiri, the man known for being a key player in the control, growth, and distribution of most of the major foods produced on the planet. The office was surprisingly modest, more so than Sylvie had expected. As with all skyscrapers in the modern era, there was a lot of glass, probably just to make it easier for all these egomaniacs to look out on the world and think it's their domain, she thought acidly. Of course, she loathed these kinds of structures because they killed more birds per year than anything else. Besides house cats, of course, billions of birds wouldn't die every year if owners just changed the glass and turned off the lights. Seated around the sleek obsidian conference table were four average-looking people of various ages. Sylvie ended her quick scan of the room and gave a very subtle nod to Hector, who turned to the group. One of my most valued employees, Sylvie Hunter, has accepted my offer to meet with all of you today because I wanted you to meet the brains behind the beauty, he said. Once again, it took everything Sylvie had to avoid cringing at his stale, misogynistic comment. She's been running the tech side of Holdfast for some time now, and I've really come to appreciate everything that she's doing with Gaia and other platforms that we control, Hector added. Sylvie, he said, as he extended his arm out toward the others in the room, this is our private little council of friends. She had made it. She was now in very close quarters with the five people that she hated most on the planet, and none of them had a clue who she was. She proceeded to scrutinize each member individually, acknowledging each one with a subtle bob of her head. Sat Ryfield, you carbon-spewing bag of bile. I climbed your building in 1994 and hung a Greenpeace sign. The police couldn't get me then, but their relentless pursuit forced me to think of a different approach to pursuing my plans. Angela Shinigami, or Angel of Death, I should say, I've mailed you a box of my excrement. I'll never get used to the way you've not only used animals for your lab testing, but the fact that you've tested your drugs on people. Leo Capiri, your roots run deep indeed, and they intertwine with everything humans and almost every other creature depends on. You sell products and services with a noose around them so that all inhabitants of Earth will be trapped in your snare. I track every activity about you via your phone and computer. Stella Green, the greediest witch in the West, funding anything and everything that destroys the planet. Someone who constantly has her hands in the pockets of government-funded finance. And you, Hector, you human-hating sour of dissent and confusion, constantly pitting people against each other so that we'll never actually get a win for the planet. There's a lot in store for you. I brought Sylvie here today to tell us all a little more about her pet project called Gaia, Holdfast boasted. You may begin, he said, with a mock curtsy towards her.